We are school idols. Oh, okay.
What? I wasn't
We
paying attention.
are school idols.
We are school idols. We are called Muse.
We are school idols, and I'm gonna fly for you.
Anyway, start the fucking episode.
I'm totally in agreement.
Start the episode.
Hold on, I gotta. All right, fuck it. We can do, just do, start.
Do, 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 do. Let's start the episode right now, or I'll die.
Yay!
Da, na, 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 I'm dead.
Yo, what's up? It's your favorite peasants. It's the Funky Anime Podcast.
What?
This bye week.
That's us.
We watched a comic got killed. Dude, on the Funky Anime Podcast, it's bye week, all week, every week.
Dude, shout outs to the bye week.
And
bye.
We watched a comic got killed. Before we get into this, please don't watch this show.
Wow, you just gave them no reason to continue the episode.
Well, they could still listen to us rant, yeah. But... don't watch it.
But I'm sorry if you're a fan of this show. You can write us an angry email, and we're sorry. It's okay.
We'll read it.
We'll cry.
We'll read it 4K, dude.
This is the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Garb.
That's us.
Eating out of the garbage. Well, that's Chug.
That's me. I'm eating out of garbage.
Is there anything good in there this day?
No.
This time?
No. No, it's a bad anime. There's nothing good in this.
Why are you eating a bad anime?
Because that's all we have, because we are poor.
No, oh,
remember,
I see.
We are peasants.
Well, he didn't introduce me yet. What if I'm not poor?
Well, this is our other poor rich guy. Imperial King friend, Pino.
Why have I got to be rich, bro? This is not what I signed up for.
No.
Look at him, bitch. He's a bitch.
Hey, you... better stop or I'll throw money at you.
Oh. What do you gotta do? Throw money at me?
Hell yeah, dude. Here.
Dude.
He's making it rain. He threw coins at me! I thought it would be paper money, but it was coins!
You shouldn't have worn your nice glasses today.
Take that.
Not my nice glasses.
Now buy yourself a drink on the house.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of episode we're in for today.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, so I guess, okay, for real, before we get into this, we want to thank our lovely patrons.
Hey, yeah.
Because you're just the best. And
all of you.
We want
to
thank.
Are you stalling for time?
Yeah, I look up to see which one's the name.
Hey, we guys, love all of you equally.
Hey, guys, thank you, Megalaza, dude. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Creepuff, and thank you, Cosmos, and those other person for Grundle to say.
Oh, yeah. We want to also thank Sinseed, who has requested that I say the name Strange, I think, for the first time, and I'm just going to keep doing it.
For the first time? I feel like you've been... Never mind.
I have done it all the time, every time. Yeah.
Every
That's
time.
The way to do
he
it.
Doesn't lose, just like that one game we used to play here that we don't talk about.
Don't miss.
No, we never play that game anymore because we don't get emails anymore.
Nah, nobody likes us anymore. Not ever since...
the accident.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that. Thought today was the accident.
Oh, well, nah, this was premeditated.
Premeditated, I see. Couldn't be me.
Yeah, it couldn't be me. I didn't do it.
Heck yeah, I can't be blamed this week. This is great. I love it.
Well, speaking of blaming, I picked this show...
Yeah, you
of
bitch.
My own accord, I take full Honda responsibility for this Honda Accord. No. I will now speed off. I don't know anything else about Honda Accords.
It's all right. You just drive off. It's like a car.
I drive a Nissan.
It's a vehicle of some kind.
It has wheels.
It has five wheels, actually.
Wow. The spare? Wow.
No. What do you drive with, you dumb idiot?
That's a steering wheel, dummy.
Yeah, it's a wheel!
All right, but Goofy.
It's not... That's...
You think you're a wise guy just because you know that? Just because you think of a wheel? That's a steering wheel. There's added letters to it, okay? There's added words to it.
You don't steer with you, a wheel. That's
a wheel is a wheel.
It's not a ground wheel.
Not a ground wheel, see?
You could put it on the ground, then be a ground wheel.
It's not see, whenever they sell you a car, it's not an all-wheel drive because not all the wheels are on the floor.
No, you use that. Hey, Pino, what wheel do you use to drive?
Shoot.
Drive with that wheel, too. That's all the wheels.
My Heelys. That's all I need. My Heelys is all I need.
Guys, this show.
I've never owned a pair of Heelys.
I saw it on Netflix as like a JPEG. It was like one of the things that they're like, oh.
Recommended for you?
Watch this anime, and I never watch it. Thank God.
Netflix, like 97% recommended. Netflix was so sure.
Someone was like, man, you're gonna love this one.
You like cartoon shows? You like Japanese cartoon shows? This is for you.
Yeah. You watched another A Kill show? You watched Kill la Kill? Well, then it's the same thing. You'll love this.
You'll love this. No.
Doesn't work that way, algorithms.
It's true. I'm guessing that's also your first exposure there, Garbalax?
Yeah, I heard people talk about it and was like, well, it's supposed to be edgy. Let's see how edgy. I wanna see
for myself.
You guys
should have consulted the Toonami King here, dude. It was on Toonami once. I watched only up to maybe 17 or 19 episodes. As soon as one character got clapped that I actually enjoyed, I said, hell no, baby. We stopping right here. Never thought about that show until today. So thank you.
I should have heeded your words.
Yeah, man.
Hey, guys. I know we would say, oh, spoilers ahead, but truly I could not give less of a shit if there are spoilers or not, because this show sucks.
Thank you. You worded that very well.
Right. Thank you.
I was also going to transition into that, so we're,
man. If you want to hear us be angry about this show or any other show, you don't know, you can always sign up for our Patreon and join the Discord.
You can hear us live yell in anguish.
In 4K.
Now listen, if we can't actually output in 4K, do you want to be...
I can.
Okay,
I can.
All right, well, do a 4K stream. Come on. Anyway.
Wow, toxic.
You can email us too.
It's true. Where can they email us?
You can email madaka@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Hey man, I'm gonna use that next
suggestion box to anyone who watched that show or that episode of the podcast.
Only I don't think those guys.
Email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
But what about the cooler one?
There's no cooler.
Yeah, isn't that contact@funkyanimepodcast.com?
Yeah.
I know.
Nice. Or the
suggestion box.
Either one of those works. You get double points if you do it on the aforementioned ones. I don't know what aforementioned means. If you do it at contact or at Medica, you get double points.
You mentioned an afro? Are you talking about the skeleton guy? We're moving on. From one
we're moving on. No. We're not doing this. Not doing this. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm ready to just...
You're ready to bug tear out. This apart? Yeah.
I'm ready to yell.
I'm ready to wig out.
Dude. I'm ready.
We're going to wig out.
I'm ready.
Hey, guys. Okay, who made the show? What the fuck's the show?
So,
tell us, Garb.
It was a manga first. It was an 8-chapter manga. Yep.
What?
In spring 2010. And it ran for 6 years.
6 years? Isn't that awfully long?
Yeah, I don't know. It probably spaced out a little bit, but I don't know. I haven't read the manga.
And I don't plan on it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Can't say I'm that interested in the manga to this. But it got picked up as
apparently,
a show.
Apparently it's better, but I also...
They usually are.
Do not care.
Even if something is marginally better than the show, that's still
not great.
Not enough. And... It got picked up as a show in 2014, ran from summer to winter, and it was done by White Fox Studios.
White Fox.
They also did the Steins Gate. They did ReZero and Goblin Slayer.
Not bad.
That's
not bad.
One show that's good.
I didn't recognize any of the other works by the producer and the director.
Just kidding.
Masanori and Kobayashi Tomoki, respectively.
Bless you.
Thank you. I didn't recognize any work they've done.
You didn't know what Monster is?
No. Okay. So they've done something on your radar. So is that what is that? Is that okay? Is that a good show?
Apparently it's a good show. It was made in 2004, and I think it was on Toonami at one point.
Couldn't tell you.
I think so. It's a pretty good one. It's rated 8.8 on MAL, so it must be kind of okay.
All right. Well, we may have to investigate that some.
But he was also he was just an episode and storyboard guy, so not.
Well, you got to start somewhere, man. You know.
Well, you gotta stop somewhere too, and you should have stopped before doing this.
I should have stopped before picking this show.
You should have.
Fun little tidbit from the show's creation was that it was produced by Square Enix and Toho.
Whoa. Square Enix?
Not Tuhu, Toho.
No, I heard you. Square Enix?
Yeah, Square Enix. They produce a bunch of anime. They pay for them to be created.
Wow.
And Toho produced or had their part in Boku no Hero Academia, Haikyuu, and Dr. Stone, and many, many others.
Okay.
Well, producers don't do a lot.
They just kind of hand over the money and are like, make the show.
And they're like, we can distribute it.
We'll whatever garbage you spew out, to the masses. But ready to move on to presentation?
Yes.
Sadly,
we got that out of the way. So it looked adequate sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an ugly show, but it's also not
a great show.
Yeah, I mean, the show's very primarily based on like a lot of fighting sequence and like action scenes, and they look fine enough. I think in the latter half it looks much better, but it wasn't eye catching. I think they just went for the shock value. They had a lot of blood and gore, but it's kind of there.
Yeah. I got sentiments on that.
Above average.
Hey, man, tell me those sentiments, dude.
There were a couple times that they would play around with the art style. Like, they would do different outlines, I guess, really.
Are you talking about when they got angry and they would do, like, the little pan up of their faces, like, upset and monologuing?
No, maybe it was in the later half. There was a part where like the outlines were purple and
right.
I think it was in a fight, but you know they there was a little bit, but nothing to really stick that out. But nope. I was gonna say
I forgot that was a thing.
Oh damn! Well, they did something once, but on what you mentioned about how like they kind of went just for the shock value and the blood and the gore, like I like super gory stuff. I've read all of Chainsaw Man, all of Berserk. Like, I love me some guts and edgy shit. But this is just there's little like
gore with no substance. Gore with nothing to say.
Yeah.
Is nothing. Like character gets arm cut off. Oh, it doesn't matter. Arm's gonna go back on later.
Yeah.
That's fine. And character got arms ripped off. Don't worry, I got guns under there. It's fine.
We're kind of getting into the show a little bit already. I
hate the show.
But there's just
you can't not like talk about some of that stuff when it comes to this.
Yeah, that's true. But you know it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They drew it well. They were competent animators, so good job to the animators at White Fox.
Yeah.
I think this might have been like one of the earliest directing and producer roles for those fellas, so I don't know. They had competent animators, but you gotta start somewhere, I guess. And
the show's all over the place. I don't know, bro.
Yeah. So, voice acting. Who watched sub? Who watched dub?
I did not watch sub. Sorry.
I said I don't have the time to dedicate fully my brain to reading subtitles.
I watched half the first episode subtitled.
And how'd that
dub. It was okay.
It was okay.
It is okay. It is good. The dub. Well, thankfully, okay, so this show's on Netflix, and on Netflix you can let the original, like, direct translation localized subtitles on along with the dub, so it doesn't match, which I kind of like.
I hate that.
No, you're I like that, because you get to watch both.
No, you're a mate. You're stupid. What the fuck? You're a monster.
No, so you can see.
You
like,
hear something and you read something different? Yeah. How is that not so confusing and awful?
Because I can hear that they're saying something. And sometimes they say something just different enough. Sometimes you get more information.
So stupid.
You get more information because sometimes the dub will leave something out.
I'm siding with Curb. I like having the subtitles on.
What? Yeah. No, and like subtitles like are fine, but when subtitles don't match up with what you're hearing.
I like it. You just get another perspective on how they translate
it. That's insane. Yeah. You guys
it gives you more information.
Guys,
have you ever tried
us.
It? Have you
email
ever tried
it? Yes, I have, and it pisses me off every time.
Well, I think of it as a mind of a translator. I mean, I used to translate English to Spanish, so I like seeing the different kind of just ways that one would translate a scene, and sometimes the subs do it better, and sometimes the dub do it much better too.
I'm not trying to translate.
I'm just telling you, that's my brain.
I don't know. It's insight into the
guys,
process.
Guys,
I like
email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com to tell me that they're wrong and I'm right, because this is fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. Man. I am pretty crazy, so I mean,
you always just turn off the sub.
Yeah,
I always have subtitles on, dude. I was born an old man.
Well, like I like having subtitles, but they need to match. That's the whole point of subtitles.
In most other circumstances, I would agree with you, but with anime, like sure.
Yeah.
With not all of them, you know. With a show like this that we're gonna review, I want the different subtitles, but. Yeah, maybe if I was watching just by myself, maybe not. But if I was watching Naruto, I probably would do that too, because I would wanna see.
Dude, believe it.
I believe it, dude. You gotta believe.
Guys, this is so fucking stupid.
This is the discourse of the episode. At least we're not like arguing about like. There's a lot worse that could be argued about.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I don't think gay people should have rights.
Wow.
Let's talk about it.
Don't believe it.
Wow.
Believe it.
Is that what...
That's what Naruto says.
Is that what the other...
If you guys... That's what the subs say.
My brain stopped working for like 5 seconds and then I hear this. Is this the Funky Anime Podcast? What's going on?
Guys, are we becoming the edge?
This is the controversial anime podcast, Cap Dude. Anyway, guys, if you didn't know, I'm gay. So I can make those jokes.
We're covered. We're safe.
Guys,
I kept my mouth shut. I was like, all right, he'll figure a way out of this.
You straight boys can't say shit.
Yeah,
I was like,
I can't make my all-time favorite smoke signal joke.
Pino, you are not. No.
He's doing it. He's got
sorry,
the match. He's got the blanket.
Cables.
You can't stop him.
Cat, stop eating the cable!
What?
The cat's fucking eating cable.
Anyways, like, let's
my
get
cat
out of
is well behaved.
Guys,
sitting
the
in my lap.
Suck too.
Wait, hold up. We didn't even talk about the designs of these characters.
Guys,
can we take a minute?
The character designs sucked.
Look, I'm all for fantasy worlds and settings, But when you have your MC straight up wearing a cardigan, when you got your main heroine wearing a straight up sailor suit, Ryuko Matoi looking Zenketsu ass sailor suit, when you get Bulat wearing God knows whatever he's wearing, I don't know where's the line crossed? Where
it pisses me off.
Where's the consistency? I don't even know what the hell mine's wearing.
Oh my God, dude.
It kind of is a little reminiscent of Darling in the Franks, Darling in the Franks came out later. I have something specific to compare.
Let me hear it.
Because 02, like, everything kind of, like, that was the only design that, like, stuck out. And in this show, only Akame sticks out, you know? Like,
I think so.
But her outfit's so generic, too.
It's unfortunate because it's so cool.
Yeah, like, no, that one thing is even, no, actually, no. Like,
Bulat's is ugly, I'm not gonna lie. Our boy...
Well, the outfit sucks. Like, the outfit is kind of... sucks. Yeah. The armor sucks, but, like, his normal outfit's kind of sick. The dude with the horns, the... whatever it's called, the weapon guy with the big, like, marshmallow on a stick, he had the best design.
Oh, the human arm?
His name is Shu. I don't know what he's
called. Zapatos. Names.
When I saw that boy in the cardigan, I was like, what kind of world are they living in? And then we see his hometown, and it's, like, straight up just, like, random fantasy village. I'm just like,
why do you look like this?
Why are you shopping at the Gap? What's going on?
This man went to Kohl's before leaving.
I can't. And then, oh my God. And then, I know we're going into the plot a little, but they have this power system based on arms or whatever it's called. What is it?
My favorite Nintendo game.
And it's, you have everything from, like, magical armor to magical swords to straight up guns to straight up just demon dogs. What? And it's just like, where is the consistency? It's just not consistent. Like, I don't get it. Why did
they... Pick a lane, Michael.
I know. Don't worry. Remember? Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because fantasy world, but who cares? It's all about the action and comedy?
I don't know, man.
I kind of wish that, like, they had toned down the edge. I can't believe I'm going to say this. But I wish they would have toned down the edginess and just made it a little funnier. But then I guess it'd be a little too much like Konosuba.
Except but I wish they did something normal. That'd be terrible.
You're right. Never mind. You're right. We would have something even worse.
I just wish they did something.
Because, I don't know. There were a couple of moments where I chortled. There were a couple
I think I chortled at a little some of the things, but I couldn't hardly remember what
they
were.
Like, I would much prefer them to fucking be a ripoff of goddamn, like... Konosuba, if it would be better, yeah. Like, better than what it is now. Shit sucks right now.
Yeah. Can't remember any of the musical tracks either at the moment.
I only know one, and it's Kenpaku, which is the one that has, like, the...
Oh, that one,
That one slaps. Everything else is boring / bad.
They play that, like, almost every other episode.
Jeez. Yeah, I know, but I'm jamming every time they do it. I'm cat jamming that moment. Yeah, I'm like... Dude. Yeah. Shut the fuck, I'm listening to Kenpaku from the Akame ga Kill OST.
Damn.
That is, yeah, that one, I think everyone who's watched this show, we can all agree on that song.
Guys, that's the best part of the show. Hey, man. It's all down here from here.
And just, down here from Hill.
Yeah. And you can just play that. You can just open another tab and just play that too.
Yeah, just listen. Shoot, guys,
I want to do that.
Guys,
what's it called? Kenpachi?
It's Kenpaku.
Kenpaku.
Guys, if you have an inkling to watch this show, just listen to this song and then stop. You will experience the best part of this anime and not have to invest any more time than you need to.
You can maybe watch the second opening and...
They kind of suck, but are we going to talk about openings then?
Yeah, I feel
like Bart, you ever seen that image of Bart Simpson where he's just like vibing his hands in the air? That's all I feel
right
now.
That's me, dude. Bart vibe.
All right, let's get to those openings.
Let's see here. So, our first one is Skyreach by Sora Amamiya.
Hey guys, say it with me. Generic.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've never thought I'd actually be upset at an opening. Like, legit. Like, every other opening we've had on the show, I'll defend. I can defend a lot of these.
Welcome to my life, dude. This shit sucks.
This one was a little rough visually. I mean,
it's... I don't know what they were going for with that little band across the screen. Like,
That's a sword.
No, like the little, like...
Oh, the weird, like, negative of the image?
Yeah,
oh.
The negative. I hate that. It looks so bad.
It's kind of weird.
And how it's there on some, but not all of them?
I can't even call it stench, because I don't even know what it would line up to in the past, like, give it an odor. This is just its own Akame odor.
The odor is post-Sword Art Online anime. That's what the stank is. It's like people trying to cash in on that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
That fantasy world with edgy things, and like that's it. And you can, and it's just like, this is just not good.
The thing is,
I'm like, I've been watching this like multiple times, trying to get any deeper meaning. Like, not even with like the characters rotated a certain way of like the order that they die or etc. Like, it's not even there's nothing to be like to like discover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all just,
it's all flat.
Oh, pretty visuals. That's it.
It's pretty flat, if I do say so myself. There's a section where they're all fighting in the darkness, and like the enemies are literally just like cutouts, shadows, and it's kind of weird.
The action, like the action that like the main that like the characters are doing is like pretty good, but like it's so generic. It says nothing. It does nothing besides look somewhat okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know what my favorite part is though?
What's up?
Where Akame and the other girl walk down, the girl who obviously we know is her sister, kind of just reminds me of Louise from Bob's Burgers. I'm not sure why. It just looks like straight up Louise.
That's very good.
Pineapple. She kind of behaves a little bit like her.
Yeah.
She's just kind of causing problems on purpose. Yeah.
Now my rating just went up because you made a Bob's Burgers reference.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, look, they're the same character, dude. Look, if Louise was turned around, that's her hairstyle. Oh, look, what's her name? Linda, yeah.
Yeah, Linda.
Linda, are we watching a bad anime? Yeah, we're watching a comic to kill.
Change the channel. This shit sucks.
No, God. Leave it.
Wait.
You sounded so sincere.
Wait. And I'm G. Wait.
Guys, that is a deep cut for all you season one fans. Not many of you, I bet.
Not
so
many. Damn, we haven't made an IGN reference. I think it has been since season
one. I don't think we've literally made an IGN reference since we said it once.
We said it a couple times. After.
No, we said it a couple times. We've
I don't remember very
times.
Many,
We said
though.
A lot of it.
Guys, opening one blows. It's boring, and it's so mid that it's, like, it's so average that it's worse than, like, a worse opening.
It's just so forgettable.
It does nothing.
Much like the show.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because I like the singer's voice. It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
It's not a bad song.
Just.
Wow, she sings the ending songs for Konosuba. That's kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah, Konosuba's endings are goated.
She moved on to better stuff. Don't worry. Bless her heart.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
She got stuck with this opening only. Yikes.
All right. I'm done talking about opening one. Don't want to think about it.
Guys, I'm done with opening one.
Yeah, so next up, we got ending. Konosekai. I don't know how to say that word.
I got you. Konosekai. Shiritakunakate.
Yeah?
Shiritakunakate. There we go.
Cool.
Bless you.
By Miku Sawai.
Really coming in.
I kind of skip this every time.
I've skipped like everything. Like I watch it like once, and I was like, well, I got all I needed from this, and then I skipped it every other time.
Yep.
Like I mean, like Netflix basically begs you to skip it, and I said, that's okay, true. I'm not gonna stop you.
Hey man, you know better than I do.
I'm just like, hey, I'm not the streaming service.
I like the marbles when they fall down to the sky, and I'm just like, where did they get marbles?
Dude, that's the Toei logo.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Toei with a cat. You're right.
I hate the new cat. I hate it.
You don't like? Yeah, I like the 3D cat. He's okay.
I like how he points out his big funny sword.
You should see the Toei one for the World Trigger ones. It's just like, it's really cool. I had to find a clip for you.
Oh.
Also, it's just like, did you know that the cat is actually from an anime version of Puss in Boots, which was one of Toei's first anime they ever created?
And yes, kind sir. Of I mean, that cat has boots, I would assume.
Dude, Pussy in Boots? Aha!
But you know, that cat was made for walking, this opening was, or this ending
this
was.
This ending blowed as well.
Yeah.
I like their attempt, I like what they were going for. But
there's a lot of that in this. It's like, yeah. Okay, I see what they were trying to do. This didn't work out.
And it's kind of a backwards kind of thing. Because like, typically I'll defend a show because, hey, they're thematically staying in tune with what they have in the show. I don't think it worked for him here.
This show's theme is so, like, just all over the place.
Like, though, instead of me feeling sad for some of these characters who I don't connect with, it's more of like, oh, this is just an action show, and now you're just trying to appeal to like the sensitive side, which I don't really think they were able to fully do in the show.
Yeah. It feels like they needed to commit a certain way but couldn't, or change direction or something. Yeah. I don't know. But that's all just speculation. It came out.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm done talking about that ending.
Yeah. Next opening.
Not really much to talk about.
Guys, this shit sucked. Anyway, second opening
is Liar Mask by Rika Mayama.
All right, not going to lie. This one actually kind of slaps.
This one's okay. This one's probably the best out of the bunch.
Yeah.
And it's still not saying much because it's...
Even then, it's not great.
The song itself, I think, it slaps. Hearing that first initial like 5 seconds, I'm already hyped. Not really sure what I'm hyped for, but I'm hyped. but it's kind of more of the same. I'm not a big fan of having, you know, a PNG pasted in front of a scrolling wallpaper. But, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't overstay its welcome there.
I just wish there was more symbolism.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, this is a character. This is another one. Hey, look at this character that died. Mm-hmm.
Look, a statue. Mm-hmm. Look, a man.
Hey guys, look, we're doing another fight scene where the sky is spinning and we...
I actually like this one much better. I actually like this much better than the first one.
Oh, it's better because it actually has like
characters.
It's so dumb though.
It's a little more complex, which I enjoy too.
It's still not great though.
I beg to differ. This is the only one I'll probably defend. This is pretty okay.
The song's good. Everything else is incredibly good.
Dude, I'm jamming to the song right now. I'm letting it play, and I'm not even paying... I'm barely paying attention to the pictures.
Hey, man.
It's a good song.
You're right.
I think they started with the logo for this, and that was... I bet
that was that. All right, now, who's a comment? What is she g-killing?
Okay, who's g-killing?
What are they g-killing? G-killing me? G-killing you?
Killing everyone.
Killing Goku. No.
No.
Not Goku.
Not Goku.
Gakrillin.
dude is the Dengoku man.
He's got tofu on his stick.
I can't believe it. But what's no, up? Shout outs to the singer. She's great at this.
Singer's
is great.
Great.
Yeah.
Again, my weakness is like chanting or whatever it is, harmonizing. Yeah, that's really good.
I'm chanting.
Yeah, the like background vocals.
The background musicals. I love it. That's all I can say about this. I actually enjoy this opening.
Done? Let's see.
I'll put it on a playlist.
The singer also did Kill la Kill's second ending, which is what I know it from.
Ah, very good. That's awesome.
Nice trivia.
That's good trivia.
I guess we can talk about the second ending.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, because I actually don't think I've ever... Oh, no, I did watch this one. Never mind. I
like
this one.
Suki Akari.
I like the song.
Guys, I like the song.
Guys, do you like Edge?
I like Water.
Oh, this is by the person who, Sora Amamiya, who did the first opening.
Shout outs to you, lady.
Yeah.
You cool.
It's a great song. They know how to make effects with an image.
Guys, they know how to do a ripple effect.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Probably drink that water.
It's about a hydration.
Not the one that they're laying in, but the one with the bigger body of water.
But I was about to be like, that's got like
blood
hair in it.
Hey man.
Yeah. What?
It just looked clean. Like the animation of the water, not like hygienically clean is what I meant. Like it actually looked like, I don't know. The water looked really good. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. And I think that's the only part of the ending I actually enjoyed. I do like the color contrast where they're sitting in the flower patch, but not really much to kind of like
And then they watch. Don't do it after.
Yeah. And like they're sitting in that flower patch and they're not moving, and that kind of just bugs me. Like it's just they pasted the PNG on there.
Dude, I love the 3D flowers.
I actually do like the 3D flowers.
Bloom effect.
I don't know why they did 3D flowers. You can tell I truly don't.
It's not 2014 without excessive bloom.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
Bloom. I hope you guys understood that the openings and endings were kind of just meh.
Yep.
I don't really have anything to elaborate. Like, we didn't even get as passionate, or Chuck didn't even get as passionate as he does usually.
I just
usually.
Said shit sucked, and that's all I have to say.
That's really all there is to it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Let's move on, buddy.
I don't remember any of the plot.
That's all right. I can help you out here. Do you need help?
We've got the main cast. We've got this little fucking guy.
this little dude.
This fucking guy. Who cares? Where did he come from?
He came from a small village. Didn't you listen to the lore?
He came from a small village with his two friends that we never get to meet.
And well, we meet them at the end of the road.
But we don't form any emotional connection with them. So when you do see them as such, you're like, oh, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and they don't develop. Yeah, you don't. There's none of that.
Well, they can't develop. They're dead.
They should have dedicated the first episode to them adventuring and be like, oh shit, okay, and then they split up, or like they get split, and then you're like, okay, I've had an episode of growth, and now I'm like, wow, shit blows.
So it kind of throws you into the world just straight on. Tatsumi just says, hey, I'm going to the capital to make money.
Hey, I killed a danger beast. I'm not going to explain you what danger beast is.
Nope, nothing there. Then we get some townsfolks. I remember there's some townsfolks there that are just like, oh yeah, you're going to the capital? You know there's monsters there, but not like the monsters you're familiar with.
He's like,
right off the gate, I was just like, okay, cool, thanks for probably, you know, telling me the twist of the show.
Yeah.
I now know what to expect.
And he kills a big beast.
Kills a big beast.
And then a group of assassins are like, hey, you're an assassin now or our slave. What say you? And he's like, I'll be an assassin. And he kills a guy.
You jump literally throughout that. You just summarize that episode like in one go.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It is what happened. He gets duped by a rich family. That rich family kills his friends that apparently went off before him. And then Night Raid shows up and it's like, okay, you can be our... Like he said, you can be with us or you can be against us.
And they kind of tried to go for the whole thematic, like... There's this big imperial group and they're bad and the capital is corrupt and like... There's a building just full of dead people, and it's like, all right, that's pretty fucked up, but I don't know.
Who cares?
It's, you know, they didn't... I get it. I like what they were doing with the whole, minister and the little kid.
The little baby.
What is he? Yeah. Is he
the emperor?
He's the king.
He's an emperor. He's an emperor.
He's a guy.
He's just some fucking guy. There's a lot of that. It's like, there's this fucking guy.
This fucking guy. He sits on the throne and Santa Claus tells him to do stuff. Well, that's it.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So then we learn a little bit about these assassins before the show just kills them all. Except Akame, who, I guess we should start with her, right?
Yeah.
She has a sword that curses you, I guess. He only uses it like three times.
It kills you in one hit, but it has to like make contact with your skin. It can't like hit armor.
Like it's gotta cut you. It's actually gotta cut you.
Why didn't they just make it into a bunch of tiny daggers? Why didn't they just break the sword?
I don't think magical artifacts work like that.
But
I can't.
But they never said. But they never said they didn't.
They tried to introduce the Imperial arms early on, but I don't even think they really introduced it well enough. They said there's mystical items.
There's 48 mystical arms that were made by Emperor Man long ago. We don't have the technology now, apparently, to make any more. So it's all we got.
Yeah. It's something about the way the Imperial arms are. It's like they make such a big deal out of it. But like, okay, whenever they fight, one of them dies. That could just kind of go without saying.
Yeah, I felt like as soon as they said that, I'm like, oh my god, they're really setting up their own rules, their own kind of like logic in this, and it's just it doesn't work. You have to shock people in the right way, or you have to just make the show more engaging to watch instead of just outright telling you, oh yeah, there might not be survivors.
This is like shows for like 14-year-olds.
But even shows are like, okay, so I am outspoken on how much I despise Naruto through its storytelling. I feel like this plot is not well structured, but I could still enjoy it. Like, sometimes I just want to see Rock Lee kick Gaara in the face once and I go, oh, like, that's it. This show has none of that. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, because you don't even... I guess you could say the villains are the same all the way through. But, I mean, the villains aren't that interesting. It's an emperor and the puppet master. I mean, and that's kind of where it ends with those two. I mean, sure, I mean, there's repercussions of that, but, like, I don't know. Oh, they introduce another group. So there's the assassins, and then there's the Jaegers later.
The Aaron Jaegers. I love that anime.
But who else was there whenever they what's his nuts joined?
Tatsumi.
That's the one.
Man, child.
Child. Whenever he joined, there was Akame, there was a pink haired girl.
Yeah, we had pink haired girl, we had Mine, which is the pink haired girl with the pigtails. We had Shell, who was the purple haired big sister type.
Scissors.
We got Bulat, who was our pompadour wearing armor man.
Yeah,
We had Lubbock, which is a dumb name, but okay.
Who?
Lub.
Oh, I thought his name was like Nub or something.
No, it's Lub. Lubbock. Yeah.
That's a shitty name too.
Yeah. you got Leone, who is our Leone, the lioness, which is.
I just know them by their colors.
Yeah.
Hey man, one of us has to do our job.
I don't hate. Bless your soul, Garb's job. It's Garb's job today.
Look, I got you. I got your backup, dude. I got you. We got to give each show a fair shake, despite how much we hate it. Anyways,
no, I'm not giving it a shake.
And we have Big Boss Najinda, which is pretty cool.
Bossa Nova.
Yeah. There's the big boss. That's the one with the arm, right?
The mechanical arm.
Big boss arm.
Yeah. Big boss arm. Goggles, Google's eye patch.
Super. She's a badass.
What's in this?
I like her. She's probably like, I don't know, the coolest and most interesting of them.
Yeah. And the first couple of episodes after he joins is kind of like mission. It's kind of like you're kind of like a bad guy of the week or enemy of the episode type stuff. You know, it's like. Oh, you get your slice of life stuff like, oh, let's learn how to cook and fish, and this is going to make you stronger. And lo and behold, it kind of does. Yeah. It isn't until like episode 4, 5, and 6 where they're like, okay, you like these characters sort of? No, not really? Okay, let's kill one off.
Yeah, no. So this is one of the things that I have so much anger about.
Rage.
So, despite all my rage, I'm still just a man on a podcast. But so this
thanks
stupid,
Billy.
Yeah. But so the stupid thing is they're like, okay, we're gonna do an episode that focuses on purple hair girl. And I said, okay, well, she's gonna die. She dies. And then they're like, oh, we'll do an episode where it focuses on Bulat, and Bulat's gonna die.
I mean, I wouldn't call it predicting if they literally told you right off the gate on episode 2, oh yeah, we're gonna like you better be prepared for people to die. And I'm just like, no, okay, but like, you're but all like, getting clapped. No, you're getting clapped regardless.
But there's like no emotional like stakes, and they try and do it, and they do it with every character.
It's that same issue with Demon Slayer. Yeah, exactly. Where they were just like, hey, let's give this. Well, Demon Slayer's example was, hey, you just beat the enemy. Villains. Let's make you feel sad afterwards. Didn't work. This time it's like, hey, before they get yeeted, let's cram this into your head. Maybe it'll work.
Let's give you 3 minutes of backstory, and now you should cry.
Yeah.
Go, no! Be sad. No.
I refuse.
Yeah. And, you know, after, first it was Shell. I was like, okay, well, that was kind of, yeah, okay, you got me there, I guess. I mean, I liked her design. I just like glasses, booba. Anyways. And then they go on, and then, you know, the episodes progress as usual, bad guy of the week, until they have the focus on Bulat, which was more so a mentor for, what's his face, Tatsumi. And then I was like, oh, come on, you can't get rid of a character that actually kind of grew on me.
And then Bulat becomes Goulash.
Goulash.
And he's like, okay, you can take this now.
Yeah.
And I said, well, like, I guess, like, I don't know, like, yeah. Legitimately, I don't know how to describe it besides just being like, I guess.
They're really forcing you to try to feel something that isn't there. That isn't well established enough for you to feel.
Like the only time that I might that like I had a semblance of feeling was the last episode.
Dang, no, like, bro got me, bro. But bro hurt because Gurren Lagann hurt and not because of the shit.
Why'd you say that, bro? I don't,
dude. It's Gurren Lagann. It's insulting to Gurren Lagann that you compare even anything.
I don't
of it
compare
to
it. It just it
you
makes
were
me,
though. You just did.
No, it makes me. Whenever a bro dies, I think of Gurren Lagann first.
Yeah, but
I don't
Gurren
think
Lagann
of this garbage,
good.
And then I just think of Gurren Lagann, and then I'm no, like,
but
oh.
No, but Gurren Lagann's good. I have.
Two yeah, exactly. Pre-ordered. Exactly. I love Gurren Lagann.
I did not.
You should.
I will not. I'm gonna go for the Pui Pui Molcar stuff.
I also have one of those.
A true.
I have the Nendoroid.
I'm a true Molcar, dude.
True
you
taste.
You could get the Molcar plush.
Yes.
Thank
How about the Molcar model kit?
No.
Ooh.
How about the Molcar Nendoroid?
Can we race them?
No.
You could.
Molcars have to be nice and fluffy. That's why the plush.
But Pino, you could also put your Nendoroid into the Molcar to drive.
Can you drive them?
I think I need to make an investment. You guys can continue the episode without me.
I will be on a I will be on a short leave for a moment.
Anyways.
But yeah, shit sucked.
Mm-hmm. And I would go into more details of each episode, but they don't really do much. You get introductions to some of the enemies, but not so much so that matter until literally I think even after episode 8 where the Jaegers are actually made, which is what Garb was mentioning before.
Yeah. And so episode 8, isn't that when they kill Bro off?
That's when they kill Bro off. I think it's the same episode, spoiler, when they kill off. I think it's also episode 8.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Bro!
In Gurren Lagann episode 8, that's when they remove Bro from our lineup.
That's true, but Bro was so much cooler and had such a bigger impact.
Yeah. This show, like, it was cool that he's bro, but he's not bro.
I liked his hair.
He just said,
you know what bothered
me
about
me
that? There was a scene where his hair was not in a pompadour, and then immediately after, it was back in a pompadour, and I was like, no, I saw that. You can't sneak that.
That's how pompadours work, though. They
like,
just
no.
appear again.
It doesn't work here, because he just said to call him bro. You know.
And then he said, okay, I'll call you bro.
That's it. You're my big bro.
You're my and then he also calls what's her nuts sis Leone, who I don't think ever even said that. And I thought she was hitting on him the whole time. So I'm like, why are you calling her sis when she's sexually abusing you?
This shit's fucked up. So we meet Akame's little sister, who it's pretty obvious, and the show kind of just acknowledges that it's really obvious. And even Tatsumi is like, hey, you remind me of Akami. And she's like, that's my piece of shit big sister.
Yeah, man. There's a point where, what is it? Is he captured? No, he joins like the Coliseum, and then it's like, oh, you're my boy toy now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, you know what pisses me off about the fucking Jaegers?
What?
That they're just carbon copies.
Hey, like, it's almost like they wanted to make a mirror reflection of
I know they wanted to do a foil type shit, and they're like, oh, this is, like, this, like, character. But, like, also, don't give me the same goddamn character.
I thought that was kind of stupid but funny to me. I'm just like,
it was so dumb. They're literally the same guy, and I'm like,
hey man, this world is a small place. Sometimes you'll find people who are just like you or look just like you.
You mean two characters that have the same general background, that have the same Imperial arm essentially, and like have the same personality? Like, it's ridiculous.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
They literally have the same armor. His armor has is built off of mine.
What do you mean?
Stupid! I hate it.
I thought it was funny. I thought that was just like so funny. Off. I don't know. It entertained me to see that both groups were the same despite them fighting on different sides.
Dude, it's like Star Wolf, but not cool.
Yeah.
Help me. I hate this.
But yeah, he as Death, who was the general of the Imperial Army, falls for Tatsumi, Tamaki.
Tom and Jerry.
Tatsumi, and is like, you know what? I like him, so let's cuff him up. Let's collar him up. He's mine now.
Yeah.
And as said, he's like hanging out with Kurame, Akame's sister, and everybody else there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Also, he has bro's armor now. That was his Imperial arms, and he started to actually like bond with it, and he uses it until he dies. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, he dies.
Spoiler.
Tatsumi luckily escapes the Jaegers, and by luckily, I mean he kind of just runs away. Yeah. And that's kind of the end of it. I guess they were planting seeds for future episodes, I guess.
Like, also, I liked how they didn't know that, like, Tatsumi was in the armor. But then they don't do anything interesting with it. They're just like, oh, this guy's with the bad guys now. Like, there was no, like, reveal of, like, oh, it's me in the armor, and, like, picks off the mask or some shit. It's like, and they're like, oh, it was you!
It's stupid. I think they all individually find out who it is, right? I think, like, Crazy Dog Girl, like, finds out. Crazy Dog
Girl sucks!
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids. Meddling Akame's.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be real though, I enjoyed his interactions with the Jaegers more than with his own team.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because at least it was funny. Like, a lot of times it was just funny.
I like the funny moments in this show.
But also, no, the humor really sucked in this show. This was an
awful. Your absolute existence was the worst.
What's up?
No, you first.
No, you please. No, I need to hear this.
No, I was just being you. I was just.
Guys, the comedy blows because.
Most of the time. Yeah.
There was a thing where. No, okay. So the green haired kid, I don't know.
Oh, Love?
Literally, he was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And then it was a girl. He's like, okay, I need to go meet the spy, but then two people are like, these two bodyguards, I think, they're like,
oh, that's like halfway, yeah.
This is the guy. And then he kills one guy, and then the other girl's like, I could have loved you. And he's like, and
well, she didn't say love, she said, I would have gone out with you.
Yeah, no, and then kills her, and he's like, I know the one girl who liked me, and like, as like a joke, and I'm like, how is that funny?
You wouldn't hit.
It's so stupid. It's because I'm like, the tone in this show is so bad. Because they jump from trying to be a super serious and edgy show to just a stupid comedy with like no in-betweens. Like, you can do comedy alongside drama and like serious stakes.
I think the only funny portions were early on when he was getting to know the team, the Night Raid, and it's mostly the Akame scenes where she's just like, she has like a weird kind of chibi form, and she's just like, oh yeah, and like doing all
the best part. The best I like part that was one. When he when he dreamed about Bulat, and he was just like, why did I dream about him? And he's blushing. And that was the only good, that was the only funny part, because
the one that stuck out to me was the, who's the girl who like had a list of demands for a mate? What was that?
Oh, that was Esdeath, right?
Yeah.
It was blue hair?
Yeah, yeah, when she was listing off all her requirements, that made me laugh.
Dang, she just, she wrote her own character, dude.
Yeah. Wrote, fight the power.
Made an OC. It's great. But that, yeah, that made me laugh, but.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, it's here and there, but a lot of the humor is kind of like just things you don't really see anymore. It's all just like basic things like, oh, ha ha, boy horny, ha ha.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even like that funny though either. It's just like
even when they were choosing his imperial arm, I do remember a scene. It's like, oh yeah, try this imperial arm.
Oh yeah, see, they're all works. Like in their swimsuits underwear.
And yeah, I was just like, and okay, I'm, cool. You're really going that edgy.
And I was like, hey guys, isn't it funny? They're girls in their underwear.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Never seen that in my life.
Laugh.
Holy shit!
Please clap.
I'll never see this
Please
again.
Please laugh!
I will say, we're complaining mostly right now about the first half, and we'll complain about the second half later.
No, second half also blows. Second half
there
also
was a beach
sucks.
Episode.
What the fuck? Right. Like, I right forgot in the about middle, that!
Like, right after killing off a bunch of characters, it's like, oh, beach episode.
It's so dumb.
Everything is positioned so weirdly.
It pisses me off.
At the least with Darling like, and the Franks, they did their beach episode before everything dropped, like, went downhill. And by downhill, I mean both story-wise and, you know, quality-wise. Oh, my God. This just, they made such awkward choices in this show that it's just, it's describing it as just a whole hodgepodge of just a mess.
It's like schizophrenic pacing. I couldn't even
keep track of time, and I could swear, like, after, like, a couple episodes, they're like, you've been with us 2 months. I'm like, huh?
Yeah,
but, like, 2 days.
Like, this was another, like, weird pacing show. Yeah. Where, like, they're like, oh, this thing went by so, like, oh, this time went by so quick. This has now been, like, a year or whatever. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. It doesn't feel like it. None of the characters change.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It pisses me off. Understanding why I hate it now makes me understand why I couldn't handle it when I was watching it on Toonami many years ago. It's not even a Pino show. It's got the conditions to be a Pino show, except none of the weight to it. It's dumb.
I don't know. It has the badness of a Pino show.
I don't know. Hey, calm
this
down,
is pretty
bro.
Excessively bad.
Bobobo is a good bad. Bobobo, yeah. Bad show, dude.
I never claimed that.
I'm down bad for Bobobo.
Man, Bobobo is like its own genre.
Yeah,
it is ascended to the medium.
Anyways, let's skip back to the story.
There was an article the other day that was like, how much does it cost to license something out? And if we just had millions of dollars, we could have that Bobobo movie.
Thank God.
God, please.
I just wanted to
guys,
come back. I want the PTA of Japan to be molding.
If you want us to make a Bobobo movie,
just donate us to $5 million.
Yeah, guys, donate $10 million. We'll make a Bobobo movie. We'll license out Toei. We're going to get their D-tier staff and...
For the low price of $10 million.
Shout out to Grand Blue Fantasy, or whatever the game was that put Bobobo in their April Fool's gacha game. That was cool.
Yeah, I think it was Grand Blue.
That was awesome, dude. Shout out to Peekaboo, dude. Anyways, bad joke.
I don't remember what happens next in the show.
I'll do it for you. So, joins the Jaegers, leaves the Jaegers. Dr. Stylish, which is a member of the Jaegers, is like, oh, let me follow him back home. Oh, here's your base. Oh, let's turn into a giant titan.
Oh, I'm Mr.
Oh,
Fashion.
Yeah. I like the big skeleton things. Those look cool,
what?
But I'm pretty...
The danger beast thing?
It was like a corpse thing. Maybe it was later on. I don't
maybe
know.
It was, maybe it was well, later. I don't remember.
The thing that Akami's sister had?
Yeah.
No, we're
that was a danger beast.
That's later.
A danger beast.
Yeah, that was a dead danger beast. I'm still talking about Dr. Stylish, the guy.
Dr. Stylish, I couldn't have been less interesting.
I can't keep up with all these freaky doctors, man. There's Dr. Stone, Dr. Strange, Dr. Stylish. I'm Dr. Mario,
Dr. Wowie.
Dr. Luigi. I'm getting confused.
Anyways, Dr. Stylish attacks the secret base, even though they moved on to their other secret base. Nobody from his team knew he was out, and so he gets yeeted by Akame. After a while, somebody comes back and teleports, like, Ezdeath and, like, Tatsumi to, like, a getaway island. I thought the series could have ended there. They could have lived their lives together happily, peacefully. No problems whatsoever. I would have been content with that ending.
This is why people have headcanons. It's like, that should just be how it ends. That's how it ends.
Exactly. Yeah, anyways, Portal comes back for some reason. Tatsumi escapes. Ezdeath leaves but can't find him. Blah blah blah. They get attacked again. Two new members. What was his name? Shu and Chelsea. Two new members. Shu is a humanoid Imperial Arms. Chelsea, which has headphones. Anyways, they made great additions to the team.
She could turn into a cat girl.
Oh, when did it's we true. Learn about Bulls? When did Bulls come in?
Oh, Bulls is part of the Jaegers. He's the most wholesomest boy in the Jaegers. He's the best
character in this goddamn show.
He's got a family, he's got a stable job, and he got a promotion.
And then he died.
Yes, but we'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. Anyways, you know, Chelsea joins the team. Chelsea's like, y'all bitches. Y'all too sensitive. She becomes sensitive after a while because of how nice Tatsumi is and how nice everyone is. She therefore becomes the bitch, and she's like, you know what, I'm going to save y'all. I'm going to go kill Kurame for you real quick so that you guys don't have to. Doesn't work. Kurame's like, haha, I'm immune to all your poisons, and or I'm just heavily dosed up on drugs right now.
So stupid.
She gets yeeted. Her head's on a pike. Tatsumi loses it, and then we enter the final arc.
That was the only time that I was like, okay, this kind of gore thing like left any sort of impact on me. Like her head on the stake, I was like, okay,
yeah,
that kind of fucked you up.
Yeah, I was that. You know, that's actually the point in my original watch that I stopped watching. I actually enjoyed Chelsea. I was like, you know what, Chelsea's pretty cool. She's pretty nice, kind of basic, but you know what? Oh my god, head on a stick.
No, you get nothing.
I get nothing. I lost. Goodbye.
I only want tofu on a stick.
Tofu on a stick.
I want fried tofu on a stick.
Oh my god. Anyways, after that, we enter the final arc where it's like, okay, everybody, the armies that we've been speaking to, the revolutionary armies that we have never seen, they're ready to attack.
Oh my god.
Ready to attack. I'm like, great. I'm glad that they're finally making a move, but I still only think you guys are the only people that exist in the world at the moment. So they're like, okay, we gotta
a lot of that.
We gotta go attack the Pope because he's not real. I think his name was Bollock. They kill the Pope.
It's a bunch of bollocks.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bollocks. They kill his bodyguards, who are just like, we can kill Imperial Arms users. No, you can't. And then they get yeeted. So, kill the church guy. Imperial Army's like, oh, hell nah. And so they retaliate. More members of the team end up getting yeeted. There's a weird kind of romance that they set up with Mine and Tatsumi, which I was okay with because at this point she was the only girl.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm just glad it wasn't Akame. I'm so glad there wasn't anything there. I was so worried that it was going to take the easy way out, but no. One of the few like instances of competence that you can see in this show.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of Tsundere, so that was a kind of nice. It was kind of nice pairing. They both didn't like each other. They were both Tsundere's. Yeah. For each other.
I didn't care. And
then they said, nah, we're getting Mine out of here, baby. And then she gets yeeted at the end once Tatsumi gets captured.
Once again, not surprised.
Yeah, of course. And I was like, you know what? I guess, you know? So I'm going by it really quickly.
But yeah, because good. I don't want to talk about this because I'm just going to be more upset.
Anyways, we're just left with Najinda, Akame, Leone, who I forgot was even alive at this point.
Yeah.
And Tatsumi out of everybody. Oh, yeah, Lub dies in like some after getting sent to a parallel universe and falling from the sky.
Yeah, he actually didn't build up enough speed and he died.
He fell out of the QPU.
He misaligned. That's all it was. He misaligned. He did not speed
up. Guys! Oh my god, so that villain, the dude with the cross on his face?
Yeah.
First off, huge ripoff from Full Metal Alchemist, from that character, from Scar, and he was sick. That character from Full Metal Alchemist was sick. And so this character just blows, because he's like, I'm a snooty bitch. And that's it. And then he dies an episode later, and I'm like, wow, you couldn't have even made him even a little bit threatening? Like, at all? He had
cool power.
Yeah, and then he doesn't use it well. So I'm like, oh, don't even get me started on the powers, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, have you heard of my Trump card?
Guys, what are Trump cards? What are Trump cards?
I wish I could tell you. They mention Trump cards every time. I thought, so this was my theory. I thought every Imperial Arms came built in with some sort of, you know, a paper to their scissors.
It's their superior. They're like super.
I don't think that's the case. I think some of them do have it attached to their like own Imperial arm, but I think some of them just have something that just.
I think they're just like special techniques. I don't know why they're called Trump cards.
Because like Dr. Stylus is like, I've got steroids. Click, and then he becomes like a big titan. I was like, that's.
I think not he was just doing Imperial drugs, arm. Pino.
Yeah. The she's new like, Trump card.
Like, fucking dog girl's like, I'm going to use my Trump card. Just get larger.
No, wasn't her Trump card? No, her Trump card was the dog getting larger, but didn't she have a second Trump card, which was like,
second Trump card was fucking more guns or body guns. Shit. I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Guys, why can you even guys, have
what,
two?
Guys, what is the deal with the What's amount of the guns? Deal? The guns and weapons inside of people. Is it that common that your arms and like limbs will be ripped off so that you need weaponry under it?
Artillery, missiles.
Why?
In this fantasy setting.
How do you clean that?
It doesn't make sense.
How do you clean
that? Well, Dr. Stylus should have done that.
How does that function? Also, how is that a failsafe? Like, failsafe that only this amount of arm gets ripped off? What if less gets ripped off? What if your whole ass shoulder gets ripped off? Where's the gun then? It was just pointless. It's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah, at that point, what would one gun even do for you?
It's so... It
quite literally is the weirdest thing.
The show's weird, but not like good or...
Not like
or
interesting weird. Gross. It's not interesting weird. Yeah. It's stupid weird.
Yeah.
And not like a fun stupid either.
I don't like the name.
It's just,
it's pointless.
I don't like her name. Seryu Ubiquitous.
That's also a stupid name.
I hated that character from the start. Not just because she killed Shell. She was just annoying.
I'm gonna lead everybody to justice.
I'm gonna.
To be fair, voice actress, very good job. Because I hate the character.
Guys, who did the dub?
Voice actors? I don't know why. I hated Leone's English voice actor.
What? I thought that was kind of nice.
I did not like her voice
actor. You didn't actor like at the all. Like the graspy? No, you didn't like that? I liked that. That was a unique voice I never heard before.
Like it. I think I've heard it before. I just didn't like it. I just thought it wasn't very like...
I thought it was very lioness.
I don't think lions talk like this.
Yeah, haven't you seen the Lion King, dude? Oh, I just can't. Anyways.
You mean with Donald Glover as Simba?
No, the original one.
With Donald Glover as Simba?
Dang it, I typed in a comic a lion. Thanks a lot, dude.
Guys, I hate this show.
Anyways, I like Leone's voice actors. This is good. This good. I like it. Oh, cool. Yeah. She was, that's so cool.
Are you going to share with the class, Pino?
No, I'm not.
Okay, fine.
I think that's a golden boy. That's cool. Anyways, I like her voice actors. That's a good voice. It's a very unique one. You don't get to hear a lot of that. It's kind of like the same reason I like, what was his name? Guy who plays
Gabagool?
No.
Jacuzzi.
The guy who plays all the characters you hate.
Huh?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's been
like
come up
the past like five shows we watched.
What, you mean the best voice actor?
No, not Ian Sinclair. He's got the best voice.
Ian Sinclair is the best.
They all have wonderful voices. Okay, everybody has wonderful voices. Yeah. They're talented.
Good performances just all around.
It was, no, the performance wasn't bad. I just didn't like the voice itself.
I think her voice is good. It's, I think it fit the character.
Who did the dub?
Oh, yeah, who did the dub? The hell?
It just it appeared from the ether.
It appeared from the ether. I'm pretty, man, it might have been Viz, right? No? No? Couldn't have been Viz. What? Who did the dub? I might have been Sentai.
It was Sentai.
It was Sentai. Sentai. Okay. Thanks, Sentai.
Anyways, let's wrap up the plot. Tatsumi execution. Tatsumi gets freed at the cost of Shu and mine.
Hey guys, yeah. Did you know that
never gonna finish
that. Ice Woman can freeze time?
Hell yeah, dude! You said so, world.
It's so stupid. It didn't even matter. That's the thing that pisses me off the most. There wasn't like a huge like, oh, we need to overcome this. It was literally like, I use it once and it works. I use it the second time, it doesn't work.
No, it's because the afterimage, bro.
No, but it's so stupid. Like, there's no point in having it. Why just do something better with the character than just giving them a time power?
Could you imagine if at the end of part 3, Dio stopped time once and Jotaro just figured it out?
Yeah,
and Dio stops and time again and moved. He punches him in the face and then he wins.
No, literally!
And
that's how it feels!
Skip to the airplane.
Like, it's so stupid. It's so dumb. Because she's like, and they make a huge deal out of it the first time. Like, oh yeah, I can freeze time because get it? My power is ice and time freezes. And it is so stupid. It's so dumb.
And they brought up the Ice Imperial arc. They didn't bring that up before, but it wasn't worth it.
Mother effers just hate.
hating.
Motherfucker, that's me. I hate.
Motherfuckers just hate.
That's me.
I like, you know what? I like that her imperial arms was literally, I'm drinking this blood.
Was okay, that also makes no sense. Because if this is just blood, like they said, that's not even an imperial arms.
That's a ritual.
That's just drinking blood that can get, like, you can get more of. It's not even technology anymore. It's just blood from a living creature.
There's a lot of things in the show that just, if you think about it too much, actually, you don't even have to think about it too much.
Yeah, just think a little bit. Just have a cognizant thought while watching this show, and it won't make sense.
It's a shame. It's actually a real shame.
I fucking hate this show. Oh my god. So
I'll wrap it up for you if you want.
No, I came into this conversation like, oh, maybe like I'll feel a little bit like softer, maybe I'm being too harsh. I hate this show more talking about it than when we started.
Hey man,
bad this is.
I'm usually devil's advocate every other episode. I don't know if I can be devil's advocate this time.
Yeah, kinda is just gonna get kicked and kicked.
I'll finish up the summary for you, even though it's not my show. So, after that, they're like, okay, we need Tatsumi because we're going to do that final attack on the plaza, on the capital, on whatever it is. They go ahead and do so, but before that, you have the penultimate battle, Kame and Kurone. They fight. They have a flashback of like, oh, we're such a great team. Kami yeets her.
Didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was they build up to that moment, and there's no payoff. It's just like, yeah.
And they fake out a death of Leon.
Yeah,
me so upset because like
that would have been a worthy death.
And then they just shoot her at the end.
Yeah, they shoot her at the end.
It's so
like, there's no
up.
Point. Like, just let her die there and make it, like, a bigger thing.
Dang. God, but anyways, after Kurone's out of there, they attack the capital. They're going to attack Santa Claus. Santa Claus is like, hey, Emperor, bro, you got the blood of
you
royals
can use
in
the
you.
Mecha, right?
Yeah, use the giant-ass mecha that apparently is under the city. Getting the mech, Emperor.
Shinji.
gets in the mech. Wave and Tatsumi work together because they share ideals and they want to save their nation. Angel Boy is there, which I don't remember why the hell he's there, but he's there. And they all take down the big old Titan-S Gundam mech-looking thing, all at the cost of Tatsumi risking his life because he was trying to save the people down below. He dies. Everybody kind of just... the kid doesn't die, but like the robot blows up.
Well, he gets executed.
Right? Yeah, he gets executed. I'm not there yet, bro.
But what I also don't understand... one thing that they did do well... that Tatsumi actually fucking dies.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Because if they did an ass pull and showed him alive at the end, like, I would probably be giving this show, like, I don't even know where I'm going to put this show. But it would be way lower than what I'm going to rank it. But
yeah, Tatsumi gets yeeted. Akame's like, oh no, Tatsumi. And then Ezda shows up, like, oh no, Tatsumi. Oh wait, Akame. I love war. I'm going to go kill you and kill everyone else. Love is war, so she's going to keep making it.
Love is war.
Anyways, they have a one-on-one fight. Kind of cool. I think that was probably the best animation in the entire show, I think. I think that's when they really stepped it up there, which was kind of interesting. They have their all-out bout, and, you know, Akame wins. As Death is like, okay, you won, but let me put a ice wall here. Let me hang out with Tatsumi, give him a hug, turn into ice, and then they kind of explode. Don't know what specifically made them explode, but they exploded in their ice little thing. No bodies, no evidence. Akame's left there alone. The nation is saved. Tyranny is over. They execute the child. Yay! They execute Santa Claus. Yay! Santa Claus shoots Leonie. Leonie doesn't tell anybody she got shot like 12 times in the stomach. Najin does like, okay, Akame, what are you gonna do? Akame's like, I'm gonna be an Avenger, and so she wanders off. Leonie dies in a back alley somewhere, and that's about it. Yeah. Freedom is saved, is restored to the kingdom.
That was pointless too.
It was exhausting because I really couldn't care at the end. I was like, you guys did it. I don't see any change. I just see poor people saying, hooray, we can be equal. And not with your job.
Yay,
The final scene with Akame and Big Boss, like, I was like, okay. That was, like, the first, like, quote-unquote emotional scene that I'm like, okay, this works. You know? Like, that was the first time where I felt something besides hatred in this anime.
Damn.
Yeah, they tried on the ending, and, you know, I don't know if this is they worked backwards from the ending or what, but
maybe
because I mean, yeah, it did build up. It was pretty cool.
The show hurts my brain.
Yeah. Cause I mean, that's the only excuse we could think of for Tatsumi being the main character instead of Akame, it's Akame anyway.
Why the fuck is Tatsumi the main character?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he has the most monologues thinking to himself everything that we've already been thinking.
And, like, okay, the power creep for him, like, he went from being nothing
to... A bitch boy.
Well, he was still able to one-shot Danger Beasts, but... yeah, he was still a little baby.
But also, we don't know what Danger Beasts are. Danger Beasts never get a fucking...
Yeah, I thought, you know what, I'm gonna be real, I thought Danger Beasts was what they would call the animals in Toriko. I thought I was watching the wrong anime. I was like, is this Toriko? What the fuck?
Question.
No, like, so... Yeah.
Was there ever one threatening Danger Beast?
No. Besides the one that was attacking people, that was like Doctor Strange's whatever fuck.
Doctor Love Man.
Yeah.
Doctor Stylish. Yeah,
those technically weren't like an issue towards like actual combat.
Those like humanoid people. Ones.
But like, and then there was the corpse one.
Yeah.
But like,
what's her butt used?
Why
but,
like, are there they was even
no actual
there?
One?
They why are they even there then?
I don't know. It's to make him seem strong at first.
But
it's pointless.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
No, don't ask me. I hate this shit. It pisses me off.
They said, let's throw an idea in there, and they don't elaborate on it. Yeah, they don't give it any of the foundation, any of the intention.
So I need to go back to this again. Why the fuck is I get Tatsumi can be our introduction to the group because... Jumping into the group.
But he's worthless after. Why didn't they just kill him then?
No,
that would have been great.
Just like they should have subtly shifted the focus to Akame through those like slice of lifetimes, you know, when they were cooking together. You could have very like subtly like shifted, still keeping like some Tatsumi stuff in there, but like you need to give us more Akame, especially if you want us to care about her story, because her story with her sister is like the main thing that we're supposed to care about, and we don't. Or at least I didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah,
see, so it's stupid. It's pointless. God, I hate the show. But
you know what else? You know what did a good job subtly changing it over to a different character? Dr. Stone. Remember when, like, the first two episodes?
Oh, my God,
they followed a big Chad dude who liked Yuzuriha, and then they were just like, no, it's about big brain Jimmy Neutron ass.
So, actually, funny story about that. I probably said it during the episode, but the first couple chapters were initially following him, and like that was the mangaka's like idea was to follow him, but then he realized that Senku was such a more interesting character, so they followed him instead, and that's what made the show actually fucking good. So
I like that.
Yeah, so you have to adapt, and I don't know, I heard the manga's better.
That's what I heard, like, too.
But also we hear about that with every fucking show that we watch that we say is bad. Yeah. So like something's gotta give. And I ain't watching shit, so.
And it's, but it is easier to look at it afterwards and be like, this sucks. But when you're actually making it, it's much harder, I will say,
I know for a fact, whenever we're recording this podcast, that this sucks ass, but I still go. That's it. That was my joke. It's that the show's bad.
That
we're bad.
You're right. Thanks. Anyways, can we go to characters?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go. Let's talk about the people that we don't care about.
Hey, let's. Can we talk about everybody who's alive?
Okay.
Akame.
Akame.
That's it.
Boring. Akame is boring.
Not gonna lie, that's my aesthetic.
I know she's your aesthetic, but also very boring.
I like her monotone voice.
Yeah.
Boring.
I like how tired she looks.
Boring.
I relate.
Yeah. Also, sword. Kind of cool. Personality could use a little bit more.
could use some sprucing up.
Could use some personality, to be honest.
could please, sir, just a crumb of personality for my anime characters.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so weird. I mean, Akame is just as generic as you can get. Like, that's
all. They're all generic, too.
Let's talk about Tatsumi. Tatsumi, that cardigan-wearing jacket-ass.
I hate his outfit. I don't know why he didn't get a better outfit. It looked like shit. Like,
they
compared
were so
to everyone
committed
else,
to it.
But it looks so bad. It looks so... God.
It's so stupid.
I hate this fucking show. Guys, this is good. That's the quota. That, like, literally, I'm gonna... At the end of every episode on YouTube... I put a quote or a little saying at the end, and this one's literally got to be, I hate this show.
No,
and that's it.
This show sucks.
Also, guys, what's going to be the thumbnail? We haven't said a single thing funny.
Well, there was something about trucks.
What?
I don't remember.
No, that was before. That didn't make the episode.
Damn. Wow.
Wow, guys. Guys, this...
Can you just put a gravestone? That's about it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just a straight up gravestone. We'll just, I don't know.
Okay. We already did that for Bobo.
No,
this
no,
would be
no.
This worse. One. Okay, you know great.
Edgy.
Just put up a straight cardigan. Just, I don't know.
Okay, I'll put a gravestone wearing a cardigan.
The Joker card. that's our trump card. Is the Joker
guys, we
card?
We live in a society.
Oh my god, I hate this show.
Anyway, Tatsumi sucked. He was a boring character.
Tatsumi would just literally monologue in his mind everything that we were already know in front of the screen.
Tatsu who? Like,
I know that Shell and Big Bro are gone, but I gotta get stronger for the team and for myself. I'm like, yes, thank you, Mr. Obvious. We watched the last episode. We're here with you. I don't need you to tell me.
These
again.
Two both have Imperial arms. That means one of them is going to die.
I don't think I can convince Ezdeath to join me, even though I would like her to be my friend. Yeah, we no bull, no duh. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say.
No.
Why is he even the character?
Yeah. Can we just talk about the people who survived the longest? Like, I don't want to talk about Bulat despite him being a good guy.
How about we do this? Okay, ready? We'll do a rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
And I'll scroll through my anime list and pick the characters that I remembered. Leon. She was awesome.
She was cool.
She's cute.
She was kind of cool. Great character, but also was generic, bubbly character.
Also, she likes choking you.
There was nothing else.
Good.
Yeah. Anything else? Anyone got to say?
Next.
Okay, mine. Mine was tsundere and had a gun.
That's my aesthetic. Sorry. I don't know what she was wearing, but that's my aesthetic.
Yeah.
What, like the jacket thing?
That's a jacket?
Overcoat thing? I don't know, man. Pigtails?
Pigtail? I guess so. She was cool. She had some of my favorite bits, but
she was fine.
She had cool gun. I like that. Yeah.
She'd get upset. I'm upset. See,
she's next, a great sniper.
Next we got Bulls. He was cool.
Bulls, the boy, dude. Bulls
I was so upset when they faked out his death with the Mirage attack. I was so upset. I thought he was gonna be fine, and then I was fooled.
Wait, what do you mean?
He must have not saw it, like, so the Mirage, like, when...
Did you miss seeing that?
Yeah.
Oh, what? I don't know what you... What are you talking about?
So, Bulls gets yeeted by Chelsea, and then Chelsea turns into Bulls and shows up to Kurame to attack Kurame.
Yeah.
He must have missed the middle, because he was like, oh, Bulls is alive. Huh? What are you doing to Kurame, Bulls? Chelsea.
Was that what happened, Garb?
Yes.
Was it because you were too busy reading the subtitles?
Yes.
Wow.
You dumb idiot. Anyway, that I thought that was cool. What I wish they did was I wish they didn't show the background, like the she killed him until like midway through the conversation of Bulls and girl. But that would be too smart.
He has a family.
Family.
He has a wife and child, and I love that for him.
And he's dead now.
And now he is truly dead. Guys.
Truly.
Fuck. Bulat, he's dead.
Bulat's got a pompadour.
He was gay, that's about it.
Yeah. That was true. They were really quick on that too. They're like, yes, here he is. He is your bro and he is gay. And I was
I appreciated that they didn't do a lot of like, oh, he's gay, therefore gross jokes. I'm glad that they just said, oh yeah, he's gay. That's it. Period. Yeah. I appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an easy trope to fall into. So, you know what? If we give the show one thing, you know.
One thing is that they killed ending, the gay...
And they killed a gay man.
They killed the gay man who wasn't made too big of a joke.
Wow. We've really progressed as a society.
Guys, Chelsea, she died.
She's dead.
I don't want to talk about Chelsea.
Okay.
I thought she was going to be fake Nami. But she's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Dr. Stylish is dead.
I don't want to talk about Stylish. Get him out of here.
Ezdeath is dead.
Hey, yo, Ezdeath, not going to lie. She's dead.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wave, yo, Tatsumi 2.0.
Honest.
Najinda.
Santa Claus, he was dead.
Nah, Najinda, she's pretty cool.
Kurame, she's dead. There's a character named Liver. He's dead.
That's the angel, right? That's the blonde guy?
No, that was the mustache.
No, that's Gallbladder.
What?
No, it was the mustache man who was like part of the three like really big guys with Ezdeath, and they all died in one second.
That guy, Liver.
Yeah.
Was it Liver?
I like calling him Liver.
It's Liver. I remember him.
It's Liver.
He was actually a cool character, not going to lie. I liked his like long ass ponytail.
Lublick, he's dead.
Lublick turned into a decent character at the end.
So he fell into the pervert category for a while of jokes, which I don't really enjoy. I think those aren't very funny. But he loved Najinda for some reason.
Oh yeah, they grew up together, so I can explain that if you want.
Yeah.
Summary: he was a noble. Najinda was hired to kind of like train him to do stuff. Then he left. Then she left, and he's like, "I'm gonna join the army to hang out with Najinda," and just followed her ever since because he was in love.
So it upset. Also, question.
Yeah.
Najita had his goggles at the end scene.
Yeah.
That's it. There wasn't a question. That was just a statement.
How come he's dead, though? The one personality they give to a character is that Lubbock is a pervert.
Yep.
They finally give the character something.
Hey, that's how Sanji started out, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Except Sanji's great. And yeah.
Except for Sanji.
And Sanji actually, is talented.
But also Sanji contributed to the worst plot point in One Piece ever. Literally having a nosebleed and needing a blood transfusion.
Hey, man. I'll stand by the decision that was a bit sussy. But I don't mind it.
No shit. Ogre, he's dead.
Ogre. I don't want to talk about anyone else.
Sheel, she's dead. She had scissors.
I don't want to talk about anyone else. There's no one else that matters. Literally no one else matters.
There was Seryu, ubiquitous. Dude,
we don't talk about Seryu. She, you big dummy.
Got her.
It's literally, they just stole it from Kill la Kill.
Guys, and then there's Wave. Who's just Tatsumi. That's it.
Yeah.
Guys, you should watch this anime. We have Tatsumi. We have Sword Girl. We have Furry. We have Tatsumi.
Crazy ass.
I hate this show. Anyway, that's all the characters. All
right. I don't even want to make a funny bit before Best Grill.
Hey, guys. This is going to be the most enthusiastic you'll hear me all day, so really suck it in. Welcome to the 88th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl, the episode, and duke it out for title of Best Girl. Today our contestants, once again, Pino Garb, myself, and the Patreon, they did actually say something this time.
Yay.
Who are we each advocating for?
I pick...
I'll go...
go first. Go for it.
No, you go first.
I pick Najinda.
I'll pick Akame.
I picked Bowls. And then the Patreon picked Chelsea. You have to fight for Pike Girl Garbalax.
Okay.
You want to start Garb?
Yeah. So, we'll go ahead and get Chelsea out of the way. She's cute. She actually had a power that she knew how to somewhat competently use. That's about all I can say about her.
It's fair.
She Lord of the Flies out of here.
It's true.
Yeah.
She was boring.
She was just, as you said, the big boss. There wasn't really much about her that I thought was interesting. Even her backstory with Azdeath as a general, or the one-sided love with Lubbock. She was just boring.
She should cut down on the lollipops because that's bad for her teeth.
Oh, were we talking about Chelsea or were we talking about Najinda first? I didn't even pay attention.
I was talking about Chelsea first.
Oh, Chelsea goated.
Flows.
Oh. Well, damn.
Boring.
Chelsea, great. Chelsea just is a tsundere, but she's great. Shut up.
Yeah. She's cute. She's good.
She's cute.
She's a good girl. We like her.
Just don't lose your head, though.
Yeah. All right, Chelsea. Thanks for
kind of
joining.
She's kind of a little airheaded. I don't know if you know what I mean.
She's getting ahead of herself.
Got a little bit off the top.
Sorry, patrons. You paid for this.
I know, dude. Anyways, now talk about Najinda. Sorry, I was talking about Najinda before.
Love Najinda because she's a boss. She's boss girl.
She's a girl boss.
She's a girl boss.
Does she gaslight?
And she's got a big fucking arm to just smash people with.
Dude, she also has her own ride, a danger beast manta ray.
Damn, dude, I can ride the fucking ruler of the fucking storm ruler from Demon Souls.
Hell yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah.
That means nothing to me.
You are lame. It's okay. But
I like her green arm.
Yeah. I would join the rebellion if Najinda was
Guys, I'm gonna be honest, I'd just chill. I just wouldn't deal with it. I'd be like, that's too much work. I'm just gonna be a peasant and be poor and die alone.
If it was Najinda, though, with her big beefy arm.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Imperial arm.
Bad. That's it. That's my statement.
All right, I'm next.
She tells bad jokes. I like bad jokes. I tell bad jokes.
Dude, Akame, dude, though. Akame? Yeah. Akame, the only one who was alive.
You know?
No, enough said. Najenda literally was alive at the end.
Enough said.
Najenda was literally alive.
Yeah, but she didn't have. She literally said she had like no time left to live because she gave up her life.
But she was alive when the show ended.
Nah, nah. I didn't see her in a post-credit scene, bro.
I know there is no post-credit scene.
There was.
Dude, we found an Imperial arm.
There was
a post.
Oh, yeah, there was. It was.
Wow, wow. You're telling me? No, it was. The person who waits all the time for nothing at the end of the movies?
No, it was. Yeah, it was one Akame who literally slices people, and that's it.
Exactly.
It's pointless. It didn't matter.
Kame is alone. I'm alone. Makes sense, dude.
You're perfect.
Shit blowed. Kame was boring. They were all boring.
Pino, just don't sword fight with her real sword.
Pino, sword fight with her real sword and get stabbed.
No.
No, no, no. I know what Pino, I Pino, all we would Pino do is cook. Ask.
Oh,
because she can cook.
Oh, yeah. And Pino, she eat, you could just eat all day.
She eats meat. I like meat. She just Pino. Literally grilled meat off the bone.
I know. Can you just try to
no.
make the big sword littler?
No, I will not.
I think you should try that. No. Also, does it work on animals?
No, I don't think it will.
I'm thinking okay. about steak.
Anyways, tell me why you picked. Who'd you pick?
Guys, Bowles is great because he's a family guy.
Dude.
That's it.
Joke.
He was actually a caring person and was actually an interesting and lovable character. And that's hard to do when the show sucks this bad.
Did they ever reveal what was under his face?
Well, they revealed that he had, like, blue hair and a chiseled face. They never, like, showed, like, his actual head, but they showed, part of his head.
Hey, man, Bull's built different.
Bull is built different, dude. He got this cool scar.
Yeah, man.
He's sick.
He's got a family.
He's got family. He's got a cute wife and a cute child.
He's a good man.
I can be his male wife.
He's an honorable man. I like him.
Hey, man. Anyways, if you think our energy is really low, send us an email at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Send us an email. We don't got any to talk about this week, so let's just go on to miscellaneous.
Can we not?
Guys, miscellaneous, the show is garbage. Let's go to rankings.
Let's go to rankings. All right, can I start?
Go for it.
Show blows. I don't know why you made me watch this show, dude. This is one of the only shows I dropped, like, 100% that I would never come back to.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. We didn't even say that. I would have dropped so many times if I wasn't forced to watch this shitty show. God damn.
God. There was potential. There was just too many directions this show wanted to go in.
Yeah.
Like, design-wise, theme-wise, character-wise, story-wise, fight mechanic-wise, it was a mess. It was a mess.
It was a mess.
And that's why give the show like a 1 out of 5, bro. Just give it a 1 out of 5.
This is why I'm giving it my completionist rating of donate it.
Dude, this is 1 out of 5. I don't know how people, you know, like, it's terrible.
Is this the first just 1 out of 5?
I'm pretty sure somebody gave it.
Hey guys,
I think it's the first
what?
One you've given.
Yeah, nice. Definitely the first one. I think this is probably the first one. But guys, I'm going to just jump in here real quick. Show really did blow. I'm giving it a 1 out of 5.
Dude, 1 out of 5. Nice. 2 1s.
5, gang. 2 1s.
Garb?
Let's see. You know,
what do you have to say for yourself?
This show sucks. I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
It showed a little bit of competence here and there, but
you know, I held off watching the last 2 episodes because I just didn't want to. Just like
last 2 episodes were the best part because it was the end.
He said, "Rip off the Band-Aid." I literally finished. Like, I came home from work today and was like, I have to watch both episodes. God damn it! And I did. God, I can finally just never, ever, ever think about this show again.
Yeah, thank God, dude.
Right. Hey, man,
guys, this is the one show that I'm never going to have nostalgia for and be like, oh, I should watch this again.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
I just want to get
guys, we have something next time to watch.
What are we watching? What are we watching? Who's hosting guys, next week?
Me. Guys, the patrons actually picked something because I'm bad at it and I sometimes forget to ask
Patrons, please free us.
Guess what?
What?
They picked Eureka 7.
Cool. Eureka guys, 7? Really?
Yeah, Eureka 7. You get to watch skating mechs.
Seven. Like, I know there's like a, what, isn't it like two seasons or something?
It's 50 episodes, boys, so kick your ass in gear.
What?
And we're only watching the original. We're not watching, because there's Eureka 7, the original, and then there's Eureka 7 AO, which is like the second
season.
And we are only watching the first one, which is still 50 episodes, so get your ass in gear. It's by Bones.
Holy moly.
I've heard good things about it, so.
Jesus. Is this on Funimation?
Yes.
Thank God.
That's it, guys. Done with this fucking show. Jesus Christ.
50 Goodbye. Episodes. Jesus Christ. Y'all.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good 50 episodes, not a bad 24.
God damn.
See, it's going to taste even better.
How do you know it's good, huh? Watch a good How do you show? Know it's good?
Because I trust Joan.
Because I know it's good, Eureka bro. In the title.
Pino, if you don't trust Joan.
I mean, Joan she says One Piece isn't good.
Well, but they've never watched One Piece. Or read it.
Well.
So, that's what... Fair. Also, Pino. That's what everyone says. Everyone says Pino is... Pino. guys, this has been the fucking anime podcast.
You can't get out of it that easy.
You can't get out of that easy.
This is why I make you watch bad anime. To why atone to punish for your me? Sins.
No. Hey, Hey, who are we, Grundle?
You know?
Shoot, I'm still throwing money at you, bro.
Ow! Oh, man. Actually, the pain is worth the money. Ooh. A piece of money.
My cat meowed at me because I was yelling too much.
She's like, why aren't you picking up that money?
Why aren't you patting me?
So I'm Garb. I'm now KO'd. I'm speaking from my conscience.
KO.
Okay.
And we have Chuck.
That's me. I'm tired.
And we have Lord Pino.
Hey, man. It's not Lord Pino anymore. We got a new empire. I'm just like you. Just okay, have a lot
so
more
gonna,
of these.
So guys, what we're going to do is we're going to crucify him and burn his whole house and kill his entire family.
Wow, after I threw all these pennies at you, bro.
They straight up crucified that man at the end.
That was Pino. Pino understands my reference.
Bobo?
No, the crucify and burn down the house for people trying to reincorporate into society from a certain manga that you love reading.
Bobo?
From a certain arc.
Bobo?
From a certain gif you like to send of a character chuckling.
Bobo?
Guys, this has been the Fucking Anime Podcast. Make sure to tell your mom you love her. Don't ever fucking watch this show.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
I'm looking through my gifts now.